Kindergartners from the Evergreen School in Wheaton, Maryland, are leaning over a rail and looking at bags, cups, wrappers, and other trash floating in the Anacostia River. They've traveled to D.C. to learn more about, as they put it, what kills fish. The five-year-olds are not impressed with what they see.
Oh, it looks like disgusting water.
Garbage, like bottles and cans.
The children roll up their sleeves and start pulling trash from the bank, but it's going to take a lot more than their small hands to clean up this mess. Jim Connolly is with the Anacostia Watershed Society. He says Washington, D.C.'s own environmental studies estimate each year 20,000 tons of trash is thrown into the Anacostia.
It's like a landfill on a conveyor belt.
Studies also show plastic bags make up about 20% of the trash in the river. When grocery bags are thrown away, many of them are swept up by rainwater and carried into storm drains that flow into streams. They end up in the Anacostia. The bags often ensnare birds and turtles. Fish eat the small torn pieces, and that results in toxins making their way into the food chain. Tommy Wells is the DC council member who came up with the idea of charging a nickel for plastic and paper bags.
By charging a nickel, it really gets more into your head rather than your pocket. It reminds you, maybe I should have brought a reusable bag.
And part of the money raised will help low-income residents buy reusable bags. But Laurie Walker hasn't heard about that proposal. She says as a senior citizen on a fixed income, those nickels can add up quickly.
5 cents is a whole lot of money if you put it in a jar every month when I get paid. I can buy a chicken, hot dogs, eggs for my grandchildren.
The fee would raise nearly $2.5 million a year. Besides the reusable bags, the money will fund educational efforts and return a portion to local businesses as an incentive. The chemical industry, which makes the plastic bags, hopes anyone opposed to these kinds of fees or taxes will come out against this proposal. But environmentalists like the idea. Back at the Anacostia River system, Jim Connolly says with a little effort, the Anacostia could be trash-free in just a few years.
You know, in a perfect world, obviously the water quality would be addressed. And that can happen. The thing that's encouraging to me is that nature is always trying to seek balance. If we let the river alone, if we stop the input of pollutants, it would clean itself. So it's just that we're not letting the river do that.
Connolly and many others are hoping the Washington, D.C. bag fee helps make that happen. For the Environment Report, I'm Kavita Cardoza.